Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me, as he does when he's not snorkeling, which I can't really blame him for not joining me when he's snorkeling. I'd rather be snorkeling, too, is one Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. If only we had, I was going to say, anything to talk about. We've got hours to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Triage, where do we want to start first?
Well, okay, so in the lead up, I floated something across Rob's bow to see if he felt the way I do, and apparently he does, so we're going to kick off with this. Right now, the pistol brace debacle is happening in front of us in real time. Now, that's eventually going to get turned away, I believe. I just don't see it standing up. In the post-Bruin world, I just don't see that happening. So, having said that, to that end, based upon certain things that I'd done in the past, I had one true braced weapon.
Right.
That I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to be, I'm one of the 250, less than 250,000 that formed one mine. And I got my form one back. I have a tax stamp. I now have an SBR.
Okay.
To go along with however many millions of SBRs that are already on that registry.
Right.
And if this pistol brace thing does get turned away, because my SBR is 300 blackout, I would probably just go out and buy a pistol braced 5.56 AR and make that my truck gun instead, because this is my truck gun that I had SBR'd.
Right.
Okay. So along the way, since I did not know, because I take nothing for granted now, I don't think anybody should take anything for granted now. Because I didn't know what was going to happen, I went with the SBR route because I knew that that would be legal. Because I think one of the big things in the rights fight is because in the world we live in today with all the nonsense we've got going on right now, becoming a prohibited person, they can't own a gun. To me, that just doesn't seem like part of the fight.
A friend of mine put it to me this way. It takes $6 million to get your case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
We all think national reciprocity would be great. You do not want to be the lead case. So
that's a good way of putting it.
What Bill's saying is going through the couple hundred dollar and months long pain in the backside issue, dealing with ATF bureaucrats to say, I officially have a rifle that's some fraction of an inch shorter than you call acceptable, 16 inches, I think. Okay, you did that because that lets you have your pistol braced AR knockoff. There is another way that's much cheaper, which you didn't know, a half year ago when you started this adventure. I'm going to set the legal landscape. Who's on first, who's on second?
Sure, sure.
Some federal districts have said, the federal government can regulate pistol braces. And a bureaucrat can say, you know what? That's now a prohibited item, and you need a tax stamp. Now, there were letters from the ATF that before said this wasn't the case, but the ATF will do whatever the administration tells them to do. So we have the rule of men, not the rule of law. okay, that gets appealed. So we have a circuit split because several federal districts have said, no, that's you guys made this up. You can't do that. And if you even have the power to do that, there's no historical reference that arms of this nature were regulated in that manner when the Second Amendment was founded. So you guys are infringing. It's up to you to show that there were comparable laws. There weren't. Okay, so now the question is, who is covered by the judge's ruling in a given district? It turns out the magic is a named plaintiff. Hi, John, Jane, and Joe said, hey, our rights are being infringed. We have these braces. We don't want to go to jail. Fix this for us, judge. And the organizations that help fund this, since it takes a ton of money, oh, Second Amendment Foundation. I think NAGR was in on the deal. Certainly Firearms Policy Coalition. And by the way, the order in, of the players varies from federal district to federal district, because there are lots of lawsuits about the same issue. Right now, the easiest way to guarantee that if the ATF knocks, you say, we'd like to see your short-barreled rifle, and you say, sorry, you don't get to. I'm a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, which costs $15. No matter where you live, you become a named plaintiff. That's what I would do if you haven't already registered. It's the cheapest insurance you're going to get.
Well, so what's having said that now going into that as we do go into that,
and becomes, I don't mean that. And let me clarify. I just realized I messed up.
Sure.
It's not that SAF will take up a legal fight if you're sued. It's that their members have already been named in this lawsuit. John, Jane, and Joe, and the members of the Second Amendment Foundation similarly affected. Oh, well, that's me no matter where I live. Here, $15, I'm in and I'm covered. And SAF and Firearms Policy Coalition have seen a huge increase in membership in the last few days. And now you were going to bring up, what about NRA? What about other organizations?
Well, I was going to bring that up, and but here's the thing that I'm seeing. I'm seeing that a lot of people are joining these gun rights organizations now, and and they're joining them to get shelter from this pistol brace law.
Right.
How long have you been involved in podcasting for gun rights?
A decade.
I myself, yeah. You know. And only now is there apparently a impetus to join a gun rights group. And the only reason they're joining the gun rights groups is to get the shelter.
Yes. Shame on them, but yes. Yeah.
What am
but
I missing?
You've met this guy. You've met this guy over and over. Well, I don't want to be on a list. Do you know how many lists I'm on?
Is that what it boils down to?
Oh, my gosh. What I think is, I think I don't want to be on a list is the hermit mentality. It also lets you be lazy. And I want to be on every list, and I want so many of us on the list that they go, sure, send out a letter. You're going to have to cut down the trees in the state of Oregon to send out that much mail. By the way, that's a lot of trees. That's a lot of mail.
Indeed.
So you and I, the ability to say, if I do nothing, I'm safe. That's a huge bit of inertia to overcome, Bill. That's the human condition.
It is.
I'm glad you joined FPC and SAF, but wow, it took you a while. While you're there, answer their emails and do some good. Now that you're on a list, get on all of them.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morris, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load talking to Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir? I just had to get that off my chest. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, well, and it is fascinating. Thank you to your listenership. Thank you to the ninjas. If you guys follow Bill, and Bill is in this issue up to his eyes, hours a day. He's an encyclopedia. Thank you, Bill. But you guys are an expert in your neighborhood. If you listen, okay, you don't listen to every hour, but you listen to a lot. You're you see the breadth of the legal issues involved. You see the importance of the way firearms are used. To me, it's all good news. We are in a golden age of self-defense. And your neighbor says, are you interested in guns? What you have the tendency to do is go, well, I know a guy who shoots, you know, I've seen videos of Jerry Mikulik, so I don't really shoot, not like that. And I've seen Second Amendment lawyers, so I don't know any much compared to that. Compared to your neighbor, you're a raving genius. You're an expert.
Mm.
So, and what brought that to mind is I just went to the range and I was watching people train. A lot of people, what is it? There are 80 million gun owners. There are less than 17 million of us actually carry. If you take any training at all after you carry, you're way up in the 1%, not only of the population, but of gun owners. Good for you. Invite your neighbors.
Indeed.
Yeah, you know, I guess I am kind of an expert, but I just follow it loosely. You know, some people follow sports. I thought defending my family and my community was important. So, yeah, I follow it about like that. It's not that hard. Why don't you join me? And I met a bunch of people who want to do that, who are doing that to defend their schools and their churches. They're in 20 states now. But I saw a new program get spun up in Arizona to do that. And somebody went, are we really good? I mean, we're not ninjas. And I went, well, hold on here. You're right. You don't approach defense in your school with a guy carrying a bunch of detonation cord and flashbangs to knock down walls and make entry. That's not your approach. Your job is to be there when the problem unfolds and throw this huge uncertainty in the face of any attacker. He has no idea who can stop him. Every person is a potential risk. And then I thought, okay, well, why doesn't everybody think that way? Because if I ask my neighbors, should we arm? There was a Pew research poll. I have to write about it. Most teachers, like 54%, just over half, said, now these are unionized school teachers.
Right.
Would the school be more dangerous if there were armed teachers? Now, notice they didn't say school staff, armed
right.
teachers.
Right.
54%, just over half. Yeah, you know, guns don't really give me a warm fuzzy. Okay. Mm. The opposite question, the reciprocal. Not only do you think it would be safer, would you be willing to carry? And it's 18, almost 19% say, yeah, I carry. If this is an organized program to defend my kids, oh, yeah, I don't want – it'd be horrible if they were hurt. Yeah, I'll put up with this ugly lump on my side and the burden, the emotional burden of having lethal force. Yeah, you know, one out of five of us would do that. That's higher than the average rate of the ordinary citizen.
Well,
so what we're saying is, go, yeah.
Well, you know, even when you look at that, when you look at the statistics of who say they don't think it would make it safe.
Yep.
I wonder what the statistics are in the faster states. How many people in the faster states, percentage wise, of teachers in any given school say, oh, I think a gun in the school is a good idea. Before faster happened, do we know that? Well,
yeah,
well that was. I bet you it hasn't changed much. Because it doesn't take that big of a percentage of people say, yes, I will carry to defend a school.
That's right. It takes a few percent, not 20%.
Yeah.
But what I then found interesting, we asked parents of school-aged children. Not quite 50%. I think it was 46% said it's a good idea. Then there was the undecided. Then there was the less than 40% who said it's a bad idea. So of those who had expressed an opinion one way or another, it was a majority, although
right.
not an absolute majority. And then, so why aren't we doing it? And I think I know the reason. It's hard to explain. There's some pretty sophisticated dynamics in here, and everybody has a movie western in their head when they say armed teacher. So you're going to walk down the hall and get in a shootout, partner. If you replace a plastic sign that says, this school is defended by a plastic sign, armed attackers will face no opposition, which is what the sign says, with a steel sign that's on a post out near the front that says, school staff are armed and will use appropriate force to defend the students.
Sure.
We've had zero attackers when they saw that sign out front. It worked every time. I looked it up last year. We had 30 murders, mass murders. So more than just murders, but 30 times, 30 victims where more than four people were killed, not gang-related, not a domestic, on school property last year. 30-0. We've had no kids hurt because one of these trained teachers was carrying. So wait a minute. The politician can't explain that. And I think it's easy to explain. I think it's trivial, but no one handed them the soundbite yet.
Right.
I'd much rather face a hard question from a concerned parent at a school board meeting than have to explain why I left an unprotected child to die in school. There. That's as simple as it gets. Because the odds are, do we need more better trained school resource officers, better trained volunteers? My answer is no. Until we've got a volunteer on every hallway, the regulations, the requirements are too strict.
Right.
Because they've made zero mistakes so far. But that's hard for a politician to explain. But these people aren't trained. So, have there been any problems?
Well, I'll tell you something else. The whole approach with schools has been one big virtue signal. Now, prior to them deciding to make schools a gun-free zone, when I was in school, they were not gun-free zones, as far as I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had people showing up with guns in their car. Showing them. They were on racks. They were, my classmates, hunters, they were going and hunting before school, after school, some. So, there's item number one. Item number two, what they did with that was such a big virtue signal simply because they have never said, okay, this city is a gun-free zone. Hang on. We'll pick this up.
We
too much in the car. Yes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump has arrived in Florida for his arraignment on federal charges in Miami tomorrow. He left his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course this morning. Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Beijing next week. He confirmed today in a news conference that China has long operated an intelligence facility in Cuba.
PRC conducted an upgrade of its intelligence collection facilities in Cuba in 2019.
He previously canceled a Beijing trip due to a Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. His visit to China now set for June 18th. According to reports from 6ABC, human remains have been discovered in the debris of a highway collapse in Philadelphia. Those remains were found today, although the individual's identity remains unknown. However, Pennsylvania's transportation secretary has refused to confirm any deaths. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So I have been completely focusing on the conversation instead of on the clock, and maybe that's better radio, but I've been shirking my responsibilities as host. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Rob, tell them how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write at the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, we were talking about virtue signaling.
Yes.
Doesn't that go back to the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1964? Yeah.
Did that? Was there actually a Gun-Free 1964 Act? Was that actually a thing?
I think that's where it happened. Yeah. One big virtue signal that put our kids at risk.
Under Johnson?
Yeah, and I think Senator Biden was a big deal in trying to get it passed.
Are you sure you're not talking about Clinton?
Okay, I'd have to go look it up. I don't remember who.
Well, or maybe it was Bush. Maybe it was the first Bush. I think it might have been the first Bush.
I don't remember.
I don't think Biden was in office in 1964. I know he's been there forever. I was only three when in 1964, so I don't know if
right.
It was. But whenever it was, see, I don't think there was a. I don't think schools were gun-free zones in the 70s. Well, I never saw a sign. The thing is, we didn't have the signs, so I don't know. When Columbine happened, for example, when Columbine happened, this was during the height of the assault weapon ban, right? 1999.
Yep.
They had how many school resource officers in place? Three?
At least one. The kids very carefully attacked the school resource officers first. And the guy sitting there with a revolver shooting at guys for shooting at him with shotguns. He empties the revolver, reloads, he's fighting. He's in a gunfight with these kids. And I think he had to retreat to his police car to get more ammo.
And then they locked him out.
Yeah.
Right. They locked him out. So, I mean, having a bunch of guys there purely for decoration, they end up getting locked out because they're going to, if they have a strong enough will to stay in the fight, they're going to need ammo. So, the virtue signal, it's the same thing to me as if they got out there and said, it's illegal to kill someone when they're in a car. It's illegal. Cars are gun-free zones. This is a gun-free zone. That's a gun-free zone. Everything right. could be a gun-free yep. zone, and still murders are going to happen, and that's because criminals disregard this. So getting out there and declaring a school a gun-free zone, to me, that sort of just opened up that whole can of worms when they got out there and made that declaration. And then since then, while they're out there, you know, trying to drive home the point that the AR-15 is the weapon of choice, what they're doing, and they know this subliminally, they're telling any would-be rampage killers out there that the AR-15 is the weapon of choice, and we keep seeing them.
In fact, most mass murderers use a handgun because yeah. You're not murdering it. You're not killing people at 100 yards. It's 30 feet. Yeah. Let's go there again.
Sure.
If we look at our history, we had honest men and women who stopped mass murder for a long time. What we didn't have was the 24-hour news cycle that turned these murderers into celebrities. They're phenomena. They're an elite celebrity. Everybody knows their name. Their name is covered in the news for days on end, and they go from feeling like nobody knows me, nobody cares about me, I'm invisible, to everybody knows me. That's the reason they murder. That's why.
Yeah.
And their manifestos tell us that's also the reason they spend so long planning. They enjoy the thought of everybody will know about me after I do this.
Mm.
They're getting a huge amount of pleasure from the planning of it. And they're going, let's see, what time of day should I do this so that I'm in the news the most? And, okay, it can't be – and what time of the year? Are there big events? Well, so not right before the Super Bowl, not here, not there. These are scripted like a publicity campaign.
Right.
Which, that's frightening. But the great news is, and I don't know, to answer your question, in the states where there are armed school staff, have parents' attitudes changed? It was already a majority of parents that wanted their kids saved, protected. And there's been really interesting polls. You ask them, should teachers have guns in schools? And everybody says no. They go, by the way, teachers have never had an accident, and mass murderers always target gun-free zones. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, holy, then that's crazy. We should defend our children. And if you give them two tiny facts, it's not a big propaganda screed. It's just, here, this is history. So a bunch of people don't know our history, and they don't know the facts. And again, they're living in a hybrid between what they see and what Hollywood has sold them. You're absolutely right. God bless you and, lock and load. Wow.
Well, you know, on that part, I appreciate that. But, I mean, the thing is, the biggest problem we have, right, I think that you and I have as far yeah. as trying to, is, and we've already made reference to it, too many people don't take this kind of stuff serious until it happens. Right.
Yep.
And right. like you were just talking about, why don't people look at things and say, well, I'm going to do this to protect my family. Why do they never look at that? And some of them never consider that. And right. I think a lot of America exists today in condition white.
Right.
Which is bad.
And what Bill's talking about is the color code of awareness. White is, you know, I'm sitting here reading the paper, having a cup of coffee. I'm not paying any attention to the world around me. I hear a noise. Wait a minute. Something's unusual. I'm scanning the area. I'm not alarmed. I don't have a particular threat I've identified, but something could be wrong. That's conditioned yellow. Okay, I'm paying active attention to things around me. Hey, that guy just ran that person off the road. They're getting out of their car and chasing them. Condition orange. This guy's trying a carjacker. He's coming toward my car. He has a gun in his hand. Condition red. I've got an identifiable threat, and it's headed toward me. Now, what you doesn't say what you do depends on context. Do I drive away? Do I close the door to my, you know, get off the front porch because this happened on the street right in front of me?
Right.
If it's happening to me, oh, I've identified a bad guy who's walking toward me. He just shot somebody in another car. I think I need to get my hand on my gun and have it out of my holster. But you can't ask that question until you go, this could happen to me. And what would I then do? Because if you have to sort that all out in 1,000, 1,000, 2,000, you don't have enough time.
Right.
Again, thank you for Lock and Load Radio.
Wow.
I want you to have, I'm modest. Would 10 million new listeners be enough?
Yeah.
Because what drives, if that were true,
yeah.
If that were true, we'd have judges that would start treating our right of armed defense as a real right rather than as a second class right. I mean, look what happens in Chicago. It's insane. You know, we're in Chicago, they say, by the way, we've outlawed all gun stores and gun ranges. There's a place in the middle of the river where you're allowed to build, you know, they've zoned it out of existence. If they did that to banks, grocery stores, ATMs, the judges say, wait a minute, you're denying service to, we did it again. I'm sorry, Bill.
All right. That's because we're deep in the conversation. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're going to do something just in case real quick. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we're so deep in the conversation, we're not paying any attention to the clock. So tell everybody how to find you just in case we run out of time again.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both come out once a week. I write at the Slow Facts blog, and my writing's picked up at Clash Daily and Ops Lens. Wow, where do we start?
Well, we were on a roll, and then we. So, where would you like to go? So we can listen
like
that way.
I want to go back to Chicago,
sure,
because they not only made it illegal, effectively. Of course, that's not how they worded it, but that's what they did. They zoned gun stores and shooting ranges out of the city and county, out of Chicago, out of Cook County. By the way. It's a state law that before we can give you your concealed handgun license, it can't be a simulator. You have to go take a live fire class. So you have to travel outside the county to go train. If we did that to banking, if we did that to any other organization, a judge would stand up. If we said schools were like that for a minority, a judge would stand up and go, I'm sorry. That's discrimination. That can't stand, but the Second Amendment and armed defense is a second-class right in the eyes of too many judges. Particularly, it seems to be, and this breaks my heart, that's party policy for at least Illinois Democrats.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
till we fix it, yeah.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Because Bill covers them, and I want to go right here, right back to Chicago. I had a self-defense gun story out of there. The media covers the criminal's outrage, but not the honest citizen's virtue. On a Sunday evening, a guy's walking to his car in a shopping mall. Two men approach him. One of these two guys, the guy's being stalked, he's just figuring it out. One of the two attackers pulls a gun and he shoots his gun. So what I think was a lack of trigger finger discipline. The good news is the good guy isn't hit. And this is a miss also in the sense that the bad guys chose the wrong victim. They chose the guy who's concealed carrying. He presents, he shoots, the two guys go, whoops, this was not what we had planned. They run away. One guy's leaving blood behind because he got shot in the leg. So our good guy shot too soon, didn't get the gun fully up. He does, after that, does all the right things. Goes, okay, there are two. Are there more? Where do I get? How do I become safe? I have to put my gun away. Okay, now I can call the police, give them a statement, give them a description. They look like this, officers. They ran that away. they picked the two guys up. The wounded robber's 21. His accomplice is 18. Both are charged with aggravated attempted carjacking. What I wonder is, since they discharged a firearm, why that wasn't attempted murder, but there's some pretty strange prosecutors in Cook County. That is the rule, not the exception. Your friends who carry concealed are less likely to break the law than the police. They're less likely to have a firearms violation than the police. So when we say we'd be safer if we let the police do it, the answer is we'd be even safer if we let our neighbor do it, because our neighbor knows not to shoot the dog and the stranger, and she can know who the stranger is in her home. The police don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think to a degree, the other thing about, see, even in the heyday of when we had lots of cops, I don't think cops could be there in a fast enough time to stop something from happening. So,
no.
And
no.
Now most of these departments that are out there are short, and they yeah. seem to be having. I mean, I did during Law Enforcement Week. I had some guys locally on the show. There were police chiefs, and they have a hard time getting people to want to be cops, young people that want to be cops now. Even where they have the full support of the community, the city council, the county council, the government, they're having a hard time doing it. So,
wow.
A lot of these people are operating under strength, and to that degree, I kind of think it's sort of silly to sit out there and to relegate your immediate safety to somebody you're going to call that has a gun. You're only calling them because they have a gun. The only reason you would call law enforcement is they have a gun. There's no such thing as crime interrupters, or whatever they call the guys in Chicago that are the ex-cons.
Violence
interrupters. Unless they're coming in, the only way to interrupt violence is to stop it. And nine times out of ten, it would be my guess that it takes some violence to stop some violence.
Well, yes and no, in the sense that, 80% of the time, the guy breaks into your house and grandma goes, she reaches into her knitting bag next to her rocking chair and says, "I'm armed. I've called the police. I heard you break the glass. If you come around the corner, I'll kill you. Have a nice day." And the guy goes, "Well, I don't want to get shot." People hate to leak. Thank goodness. Now, they also know that their neighbor is more likely to shoot them than the cops. Because you break it, you try and run grandma over and she'll put a hole in you. The cop, he might try and tase you first, nightstick. He's got a ladder he's got to climb. He can be judicious as he uses more and more force. Grandma's just going to go, "You're bigger than me." Over. Anyway. How much time do we have? Because I don't want to.
We got about we got about 3.5 minutes.
Okay. I want to go to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Because I love hate this story. It's a gal, her husband, her two daughters, I think the oldest one is 7. It's the 7-year-old's birthday. They're going to the zoo and the water park in Little Rock. I think they're from Tennessee, so it's a 2-hour drive. Ooh, we have friends here. Big fun day. Everybody's whipped at the end of the day. They're in a parking garage, loading up the strollers, the kids, the baby gear, and two guys try and jump them. An attacker knocks dad to the ground, breaks some of dad's ribs. A guy opens the passenger side door, starts punching mom in the face. Did I mention that mom is pregnant?
Oh, no. She did not.
Yeah, so she's in the driver's seat getting hammered. She's also armed. We don't know how. She presents her gun, shoots the bad guy. The media description is, the wounded individual was later taken to the hospital in critical condition for wounds to the face, to the head and neck. One guy doesn't get very far. The other guy goes, "That was really loud." Again, that wasn't the attack we had in mind. The other robber's gone. And now two parents are going, "What the heck happened? Kids, are you okay? Honey, are you? Wow, Mom's got knots on her head where she's being punched. I suspect they were worried that she was concussed. Dad goes, I'm kind of okay, but it really hurts with every breath. They go get checked out medically. The police, I don't know how, it's not like we're putting a tourniquet around this guy's neck, but they somehow stop the blood loss. They get him to the hospital. He's going to be in critical condition. We don't know how the story's going to end. The great news is, the two kids are fine. And that's the American story. Yeah, I got beat up, but I protected my family. Repeated a million times a year.
Yeah, for me, that's a win. That would be a win for me. You know, I'd be good with that. I'd be very, very good with
that. Exactly.
We're not going to run out of time this time before this happens. So, once again, take a moment and tell everybody how to find you.
I look at how our neighbors defend themselves. It's called the Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. I try and keep it short, just 20 minutes a week. Carry some information in your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society Podcast. There are five or six of us. We rotate in, rotate out. You know what happens when you get group your friends get together. That's 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. I try and look at the facts, not fast opinions. My writing is then picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join me. And good conversation. I always enjoy a good conversation. You know it's good when you're not paying attention to the clock. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Check Rob out on the podcast and in the written word. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.